Bible reading number 232. Jesus spoke parables to the people around him, his disciples and church members. He spoke parables to them also, but he explained those parables. Parables are secrets to the uninitiated. They are secrets to the uninitiated. But here we have the 13th chapter of Matthew, which is books have been written on this chapter. I wrote a short one time myself, and I've done messages on these in the past. Every time I go through them, I try to do better than I did before. In all the parables of the Bible, someplace up there, in G.H. Lang's parables, it talks about the, in page 97 in his book, it talks about the parable of leaven. The parable of leaven. Leaven, of course, is always what?
It's evil.
It's evil. It's bad. Leaven is never good. And the woman in the Bible, most of the time when it speaks of a woman in the Bible, figuratively, it's talked about something evil. Even in the Proverbs and whatever, a woman that talks about women that talk about something evil. Now we're going to go down here and Jesus is going to explain some of these parables. Verse number 34, all these things Jesus spoke to the multitudes in parables, and he was not talking to them without a parable, so that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the foundation of the world. Jesus is talking to his disciples, and he's giving them a progressive revelation. It's something that before you can understand one thing, you have to completely get a foundation of where you are. So you explain the unknown by the known. And now he's going to do that. Now he left the multitudes. Now many of these people were the uninitiated. They only came to a sideshow, basically is what they were going to, like a carnival. But the disciples were following him. They believed. Then he left the multitudes and went into the house, and his disciples came to him and explained to us the parable of the tares of the field. And he answered and said, the one who sows the good seed is what? The Son of Man, that's him. And the field is the world. And as for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom. And the tares are the sons of the evil one. Now, we looked at this last week, and we looked at the different types of religion. The chart behind me is a chart of church history. Jesus Christ founded his church, and the devil sowed tares. The devil sowed evil. The devil has disciples just like God has disciples. And these disciples, like Joseph Smith, Muhammad, Charles Taze Russell, etc., 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 have sown false religions into the world. False religions. A lot of times, like the Mormon Church, for instance, let's look at that. We looked at Islam the last time. Let's look at Mormonism for a moment. Joseph Smith was a con man. They know that now. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, etc. They know that Joseph Smith was a con man. And he liked women. And they know that it's fact now. The golden plates were a farce. Yet you go into the temple and they will show you all these pictures and these movies and things propagating what didn't happen. All it was is a facade. But they still propagate that facade But the leadership in that church knows that that didn't happen. Now, let's look at Mormonism. Well, Mormons are usually pretty good people, citizens. They're very patriotic to their church, and they believe that one day that there will be a Mormon leader that will come forth, and they thought Mitt Romney was him, and that this Mormon leader will come forth, and he will bail out America, basically. He's going to bail America out. The Mormon church has money that could bail America out. Did you know that? They own a lot of businesses. But they believe that the White House will be changed to Salt Lake City, and that they got all this set up, by the way, to do this. They're looking for the great white horse prophecy, and they believe that that white horse prophecy was going to be fulfilled with Mitt Romney. Well, he's not even a good Republican, by the way. You know that as well as I do. Well, it didn't happen. I think that if the Republicans had run a viable person, they could have easily beat Barack Obama, easily. He was probably one of the worst disasters that happened to America up until that point, along with LBJ and the Bush crime family. Anyway, we look at the Mormon church. It's very political. But they also have quite an outreach, so to speak. You can go up in Fish Lake Valley, you can go in different places, and the Mormon church will donate just thousands of dollars worth of commodities and things. And by the way, their commodities are really good. They make some of the best peanut butter. It's peanut butter, peanuts, that's all. They have canned fruit, they have canned beans. Everything that they do is top notch. You know, you don't have to be evil in every way to be a false religion. And they propagate this, and oh boy, this is just wonderful. Look what a great church it is and everything else. But what's it doing? It's leading people to hell. The whole idea of God to them is that God is your older brother. God was once a human. And has it been exalted into Godhead? Now, that's not the God of the Bible, people. And if you believe in that God, you're going to go to hell. Because God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, that He might redeem those that were under the law. And by the way, that's not a human. That wasn't Adam's descendant. So of course, them, Adam God, is the only God in which they have anything to do with, Adam God. He was the first God. And every Mormon male, in all reality, wants to populate a universe of his own. Now, Joseph Smith and Brigham Young, they were false prophets. And they were the tares. Not only were they the tares, they sowed the tares in God's field. And here we are in a world that's so messed up religion, 50% of the people in America doesn't know what true religion is. They're totally confused, and that's what Satan sows confusion. God sows truth, real wheat, and Satan sows confusion. How about the Jehovah's Witnesses are so faithful to the system? Charles Stace Russell is another con man. Another con man started a religion. Judge Rutherford after him, and now there's Watchtower Bible Tract Society. One time when I lived in Old River, I got an unusual phone call from Brooklyn, New York, from the Jehovah's Witnesses headquarters. And they want to talk to me. They said, "We know that you're a scholar." Okay. "Why do you want to talk to me?" "Well, we just want to ask you some things." And they talked to him how many hours? 3-4 hours, Marilyn? Something like that. And I told him, I said, "I won't argue with you 1 minute. But if you want to learn something, I will tell you." I told him about Jesus Christ. After that, I told him Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I told Devil damn Jesus Christ is Jehovah, the Old Testament, John 1:1, 1:14, and 1:18. And many other places, Colossians and Hebrews and all over the Bible, it tells us that Jesus Christ is Jehovah the Old Testament. He is the fulfillment. Jehovah means he who shall become. Well, I told them all that stuff, yeah. And then I explained the evolution of the cross, the crucifixion to them. They say Jesus was crucified on the stake. Well, I told them, I said, well, that was goes all the way back to Assyria, Nineveh. I said, it changed from a stake. First of all, they impaled people, and then they would crucify people with their hands like that and their feet crossed down below them. But the Roman Empire wanted people to stay in the process of dying for a long, long time. So it went to an X-looking cross. Well, they did like that and spread eagle. And the people suffocated to death too fast. And then they invented the cross, the Tau cross. And that's the one that Jesus Christ was crucified on. I explained all this stuff to them. Well, I started seeing things different in their work. They weren't repenting. They didn't repent and say, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God the Son, Jehovah the Old Testament, and now we believe. No, they try to make excuses, and they say that He is a creator even now. Colossians 1. That Jesus Christ is creator, but He's a lesser God. A lesser God. He's a created God. Jesus Christ is your creator. So if you believe what they believe, you get to go to hell too. Same thing with Catholicism. Catholicism puts Mary in the place of Jesus Christ and the popes and everybody else. Everybody's in between you and Jesus. There's only one man between God and man, and that's Jesus Christ. There's nobody else. So what does that do? That's the tares also. And we can see the evolution of the tares here. You see all of it. You see how it happened. 325, the Catholic Church began with Constantine. In the beginning, it wasn't quite as bad as it became. Constantine was called Pontifex Maximus. He was called the Apostle of God. What he said was absolute doctrine. But it wasn't. And then it evolved. We look and see, we see Mariology coming out of it. We see purgatory, we see indulgences, we see infant baptism, we see purgatory, we see Satan image worship. It got worse and worse and worse and worse. Didn't get better. And the Bible was forbidden all the time because, you know, these people aren't preaching the Bible. The Mormon Church will use the King James Version only. And then they will use the Doctrine and Covenants and Pearl, the Great Price, and all of that. And the Book of Mormon, of course. Which wasn't even written by Joseph Smith, by the way. Solomon Spaulding was the author of the Book of Mormon. It was a fantasy, a fictional novel. And Joseph Smith and Brigham Young pawned it off on humanity as the Word of God. Tares. Verse number 37, and he answered and said, the one who sows the seed is the Son of Man, the field is the world. That's the world we see that we live in today. As for the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom, and the tares are the sons of the evil one. God said, Jesus said, that Joseph Smith is a devil, that Muhammad is a devil, that Charles Hayes Russell is a devil. These are the tares, the sons of Satan. And they get their inspiration by him. How do you think these people get such a following? Because Satan's emissaries are out there working. If the Holy Spirit works among God's people, Satan's demons work again among other people. The enemy sold them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are the angels. Plain, doesn't it? All false religion originates from Satan. Whether it's Islam, whether it's Catholicism, Jehovah's Witness, Mormonism, Buddhism, all kinds of isms. Therefore, just as the tares are gathered up and burned with fire, so shall be at the end of the age. And the Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they will gather out of His kingdom all stumbling blocks and those who commit lawlessness, and will cast them in the furnace of fire. In that place there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous one shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears to let him hear. That's just like the book of Revelation. Remember, he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says. Now we come down to something else, and we're going to start that in another lesson. Because this next lesson here starts talking about God's love. For God so loved the world. And that's the story right there. From there, basically, to the end of it. Father, we send this message out that might honor and glorify You. We might raise up Your Son. And Father, please use it wherever it goes in the world to touch people's lives with it. And Father, all those out there that are confused with Jehovah's Witness and Mormonism and everything, even all the good things that Mormonism does, Father, I pray that You expose them for what they are. That they're locking people out and leading them to hell. As I've heard them say so many times, Mormonism is a wonderful religion. It makes people better citizens. Yeah, citizens of hell. Sometimes even the so-called good go to hell because they reject Your Son. Father, please forgive me where I fell again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.